This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
But I'm also, let's go to Mike Fisher, see if he's got thoughts on that. The Cowboys, the Mavs, or anything else. How are we doing, Fish?
Speaking of controversial backup quarterbacks, and how do I sound today, by the way?
Pretty good.
Clear? Okay.
You don't sound like you're in the bathroom.
Okay. Why don't the Cowboys just go ahead and sign Colin Kaepernick?
I think you know the answer to that.
But what would happen now? First of all, let's discuss for a moment the reason why.
We respect our flag.
Yeah, there's the reason.
Toe on the line.
Okay, here's the reason the subject should come up, and not just because it's juicy talk radio baloney.
Do you know what would really happen, Fish? Here's what would really happen. Jerry doesn't know this, but what would really happen is your team would be celebrated and you'd sell a bunch of jerseys. That's what would really happen.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, before let's start at the start. The backup quarterbacks here have not been good. They've had a bad month, and that's a fact. And I don't know, I can't imagine that the coaching staff doesn't recognize that. That doesn't mean that maybe Mike White or Cooper Rush will get to Oxnard and one of them will win the job and they'll look terrific. That's certainly possible, but it hadn't happened yet. So Colin Kaepernick is better than they are, right? By a mile as a player. So first establish that. Okay, now to the downside of what would happen before we get to Jeffrey's upside. People would be outraged, Gavin, for how long? The people that are going to be outraged will be outraged for how long?
I don't know. I mean, it's been a year and a half now, and I don't think they're over it. I think indefinitely would be my answer.
Okay. My hope would be that it would be a thing for a week. And then you'd never even see him on camera anymore during the week in locker room. He wouldn't. The backup quarterback's not doing interviews every day. So maybe after a week it would fade. Now we get to game day. And what is Colin going to do on the sideline? That would reignite it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
That's
exactly
what's going to happen.
I think as soon as you sign him, they will be upset, and they will remain upset. They've been upset, and they haven't seen that man since. And he still gets brought up every day, and he still gets slandered every day.
There is an argument about it. Obviously, there's a lot of arguments about it. I personally, first of all, though, agree, and got to get us all to agree, he can play. That's not the question. So let's not pretend that that's – the last time we saw him, he was substantially better than Cooper Rush. Substantially better. So then there's the point of are there any teams that could withstand what Lucius just said, that maybe the pressure would be constant, the attention, some negative attention from 49% or 50% or 10 or 90 would be constant. I always thought the Seahawks would be a great place to absorb Colin Kaepernick. I think the culture Then I thought, not that they need him, but they have enough backup quarterbacks. But the New Orleans locker room would absorb him great. And then I started to wonder, wouldn't the Dallas locker room, not necessarily all the fan base or the sponsors, but wouldn't the locker room celebrate it?
Yeah,
I think it'd be great.
No problem at all. But that's
so
not the point.
Maybe Witten.
Maybe Witten.
I'm being real.
Okay, and with all due respect, I think it's unfair to say maybe blank because that's harsh when we don't really know. That's how I would handle it. I don't know who would have a problem with it. Witten and everybody else here wants to win games, and if they play a game without this quarterback, Dak Prescott, and have to play Mike White, they are substantially less likely to win. And I think Jerry Jones and Jason Witten think that's pretty important too.
The only problem is, Fish, it takes one tweet and it becomes an issue. One tweet.
Yeah. Part of the issue, Chris, would be, would Colin Kaepernick meet with his next new team, if there ever is one, and continue to insist, and by the way, I'm gonna kneel every Sunday. What if he wouldn't? What if he could go along with what the Cowboys have sold to most of their players, maybe even all of their players, which is that we totally support your social injustice protests on Tuesdays, just not on Sunday for 3 minutes. What if Colin Kaepernick agreed, you got it. I'll take you up on that. Tuesday is going to be for me and social injustice fighting, and the Joneses, you're going to help me. What if? Is that even feasible at all?
That's actually the solution. That's actually the solution. That's what all NFL teams should try to do is turn the page and show that they do the NFL cares like the NBA does the NBA cares. And then it's not an issue anymore.
Okay, yeah, because the fist has been raised and there is a heightened awareness of social injustices, even though it's still a boiling point for many. But now that the awareness is heightened, now it's time to do something on Tuesday. And this is just me thinking. This has nothing to do with anything the Cowboys have said, but the Cowboys and every other NFL team, Gavin, would be fibbing if they said, we haven't signed Colin Kaepernick because we don't think he can play anymore. That simply wouldn't be true.
Yeah, it's obvious. I mean, his final year of playing football, he was very, very efficient, and I would imagine is still quite athletic and ability to make plays with his legs as well.
All right, so here's a quarterback thing that we don't have to argue about. Dak Prescott, again, really good yesterday. I think he's had one bad day of practice. And after yesterday's workout, John Kitna was speaking to the media, and first of all, he mentioned how much he models his coaching career after Jason Garrett. And I can see some people rolling their eyes right through your radio, but take it for what it's worth. Because we all think John Kitna is just great. And he's telling you part of what he hopes is his greatness is some foundation that he got from Garrett. And then he flips the page over to Dak, and he says, Dak Prescott is a rare individual. He's rare physically. He's rare intellectually. His personality's rare. His ability to embrace being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. And that's a different kind of job than some. That's rare. And so when it comes to the dollars and cents of Dak, if John Kitna, who we all suddenly believe in so much, if John Kitna is saying he's a rare guy, does that help us go along with the idea that he's so rare that fine, just pay him whatever you got to pay him and let's move on? Is that good enough for us?
Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
It's a pretty good endorsement. It really is.
Well, at this point in his career, you know, you'd be kind of foolish to cut bait and move on, go looking for another one. I'm not saying he satisfies all the criteria that you'd hope for, but I think he's on the trajectory of getting there.
There's one box that he doesn't check off, as Jeffrey and other football watchers have said. As a pocket thrower, he's not where you want him to be. Right, Jeff?
Yes.
But he's getting there.
Doesn't he check off a bunch of other boxes?
Sure.
As a physical specimen, as a guy with mobility, as a guy with intellect, work ethic, character, he's having fun with it.
Leadership.
Leadership things off the charts. So I wonder if Cowboy Nation is coming around to the idea, maybe with a little nudge from Kitna, that this guy is special, Dak Prescott, in so many ways that we're going to work with the one box that he doesn't check and be happy with the 99.
Okay, it's Mike Fisher here with us in the G-Bag Nation. I got into a little disagreement with Jeff yesterday on what the Cowboys are going to do with Allen Hurns.
We fought it out.
Yeah, and there's a major show bet that's going to be on the line here of is he going to make the team?
Roller coaster bet.
He played all 16 games last year. He was targeted 35 times, caught 20 of them, so like 56% completions, for 295 yards. And there's such a salary cap benefit of him not making the team, but Jeff believes he's going to make the team. With all this young wide receiver talent they need to develop on this roster, we're going to keep Allen Hurns. Mike, what do you think?
Okay, here's the happy news. For the first time since that gruesome injury in the playoff game where his ankle didn't just come dislocated, it came protruding through his leg. He practiced yesterday on a limited basis, and that is to say he ran routes at full speed and did some individual stuff, not 11-on-11. But he says he's 90% back from the ankle injury, so that's good. His attitude, of course, is outstanding. And then his history in Jacksonville is outstanding, too. But we can all agree he's a bubble guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've got Gallup, I've got Amari, and I've got Cobb. And barring injury, there's not very many reasons to take any of the three of those guys off the field.
You got experience.
I'd have to keep six receivers to keep Tavon Austin, in my mind. I just don't know that Tavon Austin's not expensive particularly, but is Tavon Austin really so special as a backup receiver, a good guy in the room, and obviously a punt returner that I need to have him be one of the five?
So maybe because he's your primary Randall Cobb insurance.
Yeah. They insure each other.
And if you're planning Randall Cobb to play 16 games, you should probably be fired.
That's true. And so of all these kids that the Cowboys have every year, boy, did you see Lance Lenoir that first week of camp? Yeah, but then I never saw him again. Boy, did you see Noah Brown throw that block in that one quarter, that one game? Yeah, but then I never saw him again. John Bea Johnson, boy, he had a good day. That was 2 weeks ago. Yet, I don't know that he's had a good day since. Reggie Davis, remember that one good day? Yeah, but it was literally the only one good day that he's had in practice. So who are the two kids that are going to jump up and take slots 4 and 5 that are ahead of Hearns, and then do you have a 6 slot for Tavon Austin as basically a specialist?
Okay, what else is going on, Fish?
Practice inside the Ford Center today, so we will have more notes on that later in the day, of course. And then 3 quickies on NBA free agency. And we touched on this yesterday. I just think that the idea of, hey, I'll stay in Golden State if I'm Kevin Durant, and I'll take my 31, and I'll worry about making $200 million later, that's not the way I would think. I think there's $164 million out there to be made from another team and $221 to be made from his own team, and that's what I want. Guy number two, keep chuckling at me if you want, you chuckleheads. But the Mavericks and a few other teams are really going to monitor Klay Thompson and what the Warriors do with him. Is he going to get a 5-year offer with Golden State? Fine. Then he'll take it, and that'll be the end of that. If they only give him a 4-year offer, Klay, let's talk. And then number 3, and Chris Arnold, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking in G-Bag Nation at least 3 years. We've gone exclusive, Gavin, saying the Mavericks are interested in trading for Kemba Walker. A source tells me the Mavericks would like to sign Kemba Walker. We've been doing it for 3 years. So why all of a sudden does anybody question whether or not the Mavericks like Kemba Walker? He didn't get shorter. He's gotten older, but he's 29. But in the 3 years that they've been chasing him, he's made 3 All-Star games. So don't be distracted by some invented or perceived negatives on Kemba Walker. That remains the safest, smoothest, and maybe smartest Mavericks path to free agency. Big Fish.
If Charlotte doesn't give him crazy money.
Or if they do. I've been there 8 years. We never won. We've made 2 playoff appearances. We never won a playoff series.
Mm-hmm.
If you give me $221 million, is that what it is? Two, you give me that in Charlotte. Of course, I'm wealthy behind my wildest dreams, but we'll never be able to afford to add anybody, in theory. So how much do I really want to spend? And he does love Charlotte, and he's saying all the right things, and that's all fine. But do you want to go win and make 140? Because winning in Dallas, and I think they will win in Dallas, and making 140, that might be a good topper to the career of a Kemba Walker who has long been on this team's list and is represented by Jeff Schwartz, the most Mavericks-friendly agent in all the NBA.
Great stuff, Fish. We'll catch up with you. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.